Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, 7-6, and the Mishnah continues to elaborate on various of the averas that were listed 2 Mishnahs ago, for which one could be liable for skila. Here we have Ha'oved Avarazara, one who worships a foreign god other than Hashem. So the Mishnah says, Echad Ha'oved, it doesn't matter if he serves the idol in the way that that idol is worshipped, meaning, let's say, for example, the way that you serve this idol, its worship, is to, say, rub its belly or something. So if you rub its belly, so then, there you go. That was Avod Avarazara, and that'd be potentially liable for Kareth, for Skila. In addition to that, in this way in which it's the idol is worshipped, if one would worship an idol in the way that we serve Hashem, there are 4 ways in which we serve Hashem, and if one would serve the idol in any of those 4 ways, even if that's not really like appropriate or like normal for the way in which this idol is worshipped, it doesn't matter. If you serve an idol in the way you serve Hashem, that's also considered Avodah Zarah. And those 4 ways are, the Mishnah says, first of all, Ve'echad HaZoveach, if one offers like an offering, like, you know, like an animal sacrifice. Ve'echad HaMekater, one who calls something to burn, like, you know, if typically that would be like incense, you burn incense, Ketores. But also if, let's say, one would burn an animal in front of, or before, or towards the idol, again, that would be considered to be Mekater and Skila potentially. Ve'echad HaMenasech, libations, one who pours a libation. So again, the normal way with Hashem, that's done with a wine libation. But the same would be true if one, let's say, would pour blood in front of the idol. Same kind of thing, also potentially Skila. And finally, Ve'echad HaMishtachave, if one prostrates himself towards the idol. Hishtachavaya, prostration, as the Mishnah imagines it, as was done in the Beis HaMikdash, from time to time, in whatever scenarios, was that one would be totally prone on the ground. That means his, let's call it his toes and his knees and his hips and his chest and his face are all on the ground, flat on the ground. In addition, like the palms of his hands are flat, over his head, flat on the ground, like above his head. So he's totally prostrated on the ground fully. That's Ishtachavaya that the Mishnah has in mind, although the truth is, if one would just bow down to the point that his forehead was touching the ground, that would be enough for being liable to the Isra of Avodah Zarah, of worshiping the idol and being liable to Skila. Don't have the full prostration. But what we do today, like bowing at the waist, essentially like with our heads towards the ground, that would not be enough. Okay. Now, in addition, says the Mishnah, Ve'echad HaMekablo Alav Leloka, if one accepts the idol as his god, so that would mean, even if not in the presence of the idol, just he says like, oh, I've decided to convert to that religion, and I accept that religion's God as my God, so that will be enough. And also, v'ha'omer lo eli ata, if one is in the presence of the idol and he says directly to this idol, you are my God, similarly, that would be accepting the God as his God, if you will, again, liable for skila. Now, in contrast to all that, if one shows adulation, like sort of love, if you will, for this idol and takes care of it, but doesn't actually worship it proper, so then that's a law from the Torah, and there could be malchus, lashes, but that wouldn't be a skila. So says the Mishnah, aval hamigapef, if one hugs the idol, v'haminashek, like from a nishika, if one kisses the idol, v'hamichabed, if one sort of sweeps the area in front of the idol, v'mirabetz, revitza is like sprinkling water on the dirt so it shouldn't like, you know, dust up. If they had dirt floors. V'hamirachetz, one who washes the idol. V'hasach, one who anoints the idol with oil. V'hamalbish, one who dresses the idol. V'hamanil, one who puts shoes on the idol. All these things over below sase, that's an isra d'oraisa, for which one could get malchus, but not considered to be avoda, acts of, I'll call it like adulation, are not worship proper, and therefore, yes, lashes, but no skila. Now, another thing, the Pasuk says that one may not even invoke the name of an idol. V'shem Elohim Acherim lo tazkiru. You can't cause the name of a foreign god to even be mentioned. So one would be over that if he just simply mentions the name of an idol, a foreign god. And certainly if one would sort of take a vow or an oath, invoking the name of the idol, that'd also be the case. Now, the mission here is going to focus on taking Nedarim and Shavuos, invoking the name of the idol. So meaning the person would say that something is forbidden to me, a neder. Something is forbidden to me as if it were like a sacrifice to that idol. Or if a person says, I swear in the name of such an idol, I'll do something. Those are certainly also forbidden. The Mishnah focuses on those more, I'll call it extreme cases, as opposed to the base case of just invoking the name of the idol and saying, I'll meet you at the corner of the idol to, idol such and such. Mention the name of the idol. That alone would be, it's all the same in terms of the violation. The reason why the Mishnah picks on the vows and oaths is because you might have thought that if one would vow in the name of an idol, it's almost he's accepting that idol as his god, which is potentially a crime for which one is liable, skila, but that's not the case. Even if one takes a vow or swears the name of a god, it's not accepting it as a god. It's just, a term of use of the person says, by Jove or something, I swear I'll do something. So then that is not allowed. It's a love, but it's not considered to be accepting the idol as a god proper, and therefore not chayav skila. So the Mishnah says inside, hanoder bishmo, if one takes a neder invoking the name of the idol, v'makayim bishmo, if one takes a shvua, he swears he'll do something in the name of such an idol. So then again, over below sa'aseh, he violates a law from the Torah, and he can get malchus potentially for that, potentially. That's not more than that. Okay, I don't discuss law of shimbo mais and the like. That's not my point right now. Okay, now one more point, which is that if one is acting, he thinks he's doing something to denigrate, to deprecate, to show insolence towards an idol, but actually what he does is an act which is the way the idol is served. And the Mishnah has two examples, or famous examples. One is about Baal Peor, and one is about Merkulis. So Baal Peor, the way this idol worship is done is that essentially one reveals his backside towards the idol, okay, and even he could defecate towards the idol, and that's like the way in which it's served. This idol sort of is embracing, man's most base activities and embracing, the one's natural state and so on. In any case, the point is, if someone is sort of well-meaning and he decides that he's gonna reveal his backside to this idol to show it like disrespect, but actually that's how it is respected. So then, of course, he won't be liable for skila because you have to be intentional, but the point is that he's not intending to worship the idol, so that wouldn't be the case. But he would still be chayav achatas because he bishogeg worshipped the idol in the way it's worshipped. Same goes for Merkulis. Merkulis is an idol and Canaanite god that was for wayfarers. It was its symbol essentially was like taking three rocks. You take two rocks as kind of like legs, if you will, and like a cross rock across the two, like so it makes sort of like upside down U shape, if you will, like a chet shape. Okay, and the way you worship this Merkulis was you'd throw rocks at that structure. So again, if a person thinks he's disrespecting the idol by throwing rocks at it, well, actually that's the way you worship it. So again, he'd be violating this Isser. It's a shogeg, so only a chatas, but still not allowed. So says the Mishnah, ha-po'er atzmo, one who reveals himself, like his backside, le-ba'al po'or, towards this ba'al po'or deity, which is how it's worshipped, even though he tended to disrespect it, zuhi avodoso, since that's why you serve ba'al po'or, this would be an iser from the Torah. Again, fine, let it be shogeg, but it's still an iser. And similarly, hazorek evin le-merkulis, if one throws a rock at Merkulis, that's the way it's worshipped, zuhi avodoso, and therefore one would be again liable, at least for achatas, for doing so, even if he meant to disrespect that idol.